Good evening. So this morning I got a shaila that came up this morning in shul. I don't think right now, maybe I'm wrong, there's no Sefer Torah right now in the Aron. The reason there's no Sefer Torah in the Aron right now is because they're working on the Aron. And so there were guys here doing instruction. Maybe it's there now, but it wasn't there yesterday. So the shaila that came up, if you're in shul and you're about to say Tachanun, we didn't say Tachanun now, but you're about to say Tachanun, can you say Tachanun if Lamaisa, there's no Sefer Torah in the Aron? Is that permissible? Can you do that? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph in Or HaChaim, in the Rama writes this. The Mechaber doesn't have this stipulation, but the Rama writes Yesh Om De'ein Tefilas Apayim El B'Malkom Sheyesh Aron V'Sefer Torah B'Socho. There are those who say that if you're only gonna do Nefilas Apayim, you're actually gonna put your head down on your arm and you're saying Tachanun, if there's an Aron with the Sefer Torah inside. If there's no Sefer Torah, so then you're not going to cover your face when you say Tachanun. And that is the minhag. So Mishnah Berurah points out, where does this come from? Why? Why would I? We should talk a different time about why we go through these different, this whole process when we say Tachanun. First you bow down, then you're sitting up, then you stand up. Different processes of asking Kadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmanis. But assuming that you're going to do that, well, who cares if it's Sefer Torah now? So Mishnah Berurah explains. Mishum devatzinu bekra remes shenefila hi lefnei Aron Hashem. We have in the pasuk that nefila is always in front of the Aron Hashem. How do I know? K'dechsiv mechemes Ai, when Am Yisrael go to fight the people of the city of Ai in Yoshua, and they actually are not successful in that fight. So Yoshua goes vayipol apanav lefnei Aron Hashem. He bows down in front of the Aron Hashem. So if he bows down in front, you see that nefila, bowing down, happens where? In front of the Aron Hashem. So that's where this idea comes from, that you only do nefila sapayim, you only put your head down when you're in front of an Aron. However, he then continues and says, "In ein sham sefer Torah, rak shar svarim, dasa el yarabit lo yipol apanav, rak yomar mizmor below nefila sapayim." If there's no sefer Torah, just svarim, so there's some say that the rabbi writes, you shouldn't sit regular. But there's some who argue that no, if there's as long as you're svarim even, that's enough to allow a person to do nefilas apayim. So the Mishnah Berurah also points out that Aron lav dafka, it doesn't have to be Aron, even if it's just Sefer Torah without an Aron. But there are those who point out also that Aron without Sefer Torah can also work. Why is that? So the Moshe finds in the Tshuva where he says that since it's a Sefer Torah, if he says, let's say a scenario where you have an Aron and the Sefer Torah is being held in a different place to be guarded there. It's put in a safe or somewhere else. So then also we assume that's enough because you have an Aron Hashem, you have an Aron that's set up for the Sefer Torah. That's enough to require the Tefillas Apayim. There's some shuls where they only put the Sefer Torah in the Aron on Mondays and Thursdays. Other times they put it away somewhere else. Again, Rishon LeZalman also writes that that's permissible. In that scenario, you would still do Nefilas Apayim in that case, even though it's not technically the Sefer Torah in the Aron itself. And also, Rishon LeZalman writes, someone's building a shul. You're building a shul, and the shul itself is ready, but there's no Sefer Torah yet in the Aron. Also, in that scenario also, you have an Aron Hashem, you have an Aron that's set up for the Sefer Torah, that's enough. So that's why in our situation, the answer is absolutely yes. It's the right thing to do to do Nefilas Apayim, even though there was not technically a Sefer Torah in the Aron. One very other interesting point is that idea of Nefilas Apayim being Lifnei Hashem brings out another minhag. There's a minhag in Yerushalayim that anyone in the old city of Yerushalayim does Nefilas Apayim no matter where you're davening. If you're davening in your house, if you're davening wherever you are, if you're in the old city of Yerushalayim, you do Nefilas Apayim. Why? Because the entire old city of Yerushalayim is considered Lifnei Hashem, right? You're going to come, Lifnei Hashem. The Torah uses the language of Lifnei Hashem every time you come to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam writes that the Kedusha of the old city of Yerushalayim has the status of Kedushas HaMikdash. It's part of the conversation about still saying Nachem, even Bizman Hazeh, when Yerushalayim is built. Yeah, but the Rav used to point out, if the Beis HaMikdash is Charuf, if it's destroyed, then all of Yerushalayim is considered Charuf. So therefore, there's this minhag that, and Shlomo Zalman writes this, and others write this, that they have the minhag that no matter where you are, in the old city of Yerushalayim, you're always going to do Nefilas Apayim, because that's considered Lefnei Aron Hashem. So the bottom line is, the answer is, as long as you're in a shul that has an Aron that is used ever to hold a Sefer Torah, even if the Sefer Torah isn't technically in the Aron, you would do Nefilas Apayim. And by the way, the same thing would be true if you had a Sefer Torah without the Aron. You're in a house, and you're housing a Sefer Torah there. For whatever reason, a Sefer Torah generally should be housed within an Aron. But technically, if it would be set, housed, you know, it's wrapped up in a talus, kept somewhere, and it's not in an Aron, again, as long as you have the Sefer Torah or the Aron, that's considered Lifnei Hashem. In that scenario, we would do Nefilas Apayim.